Because once you start putting emphasis on time and trying to make it happen, your doubt starts to come in, you start focusing on what you don't want, and then it really stops the whole process from working anyway. So you're not getting the benefit. So don't worry about the time. Don't worry about how fast it's coming in. Because it will. You need to not even care that it's not physically in your life anymore because you're experiencing it in your mind. And when you're at that point, it'll come in so fast, it'll be ridiculous. As you start using this technique, it will happen faster and faster and faster because you'll have less and less negative thoughts or doubt or lack of belief, which is going to hinder the process. So these things will come. And keep in mind, sometimes you're focusing on a particular thing. And remember, when you're focusing on a particular thing that you want, you're adding the emotion that that thing is going to give you. And the first thing that's going to start coming in is other thoughts that mimic that emotion. And the next thing that comes in is the physical experience of circumstances and events, situations and people that allow you to feel that emotion. This is why you don't want to be transmitting hate towards somebody. Because if you transmit hate or anger towards somebody else, that's going to come into your life and you're going to experience situations and events where you feel hate and anger. But if you transmit love toward people, happiness, or if you transmit things that you want that give you great feelings of exhilaration and pleasure, then experiences and situations are going to come into your life that give you that exact same emotion. If you're happy today, tomorrow, all day, you're glee, you're singing, you're dancing, you're feeling great, and you're saying, I don't know how things are going to turn out, but I know they're going to turn out great. I just know, I can feel it. I'm so happy. Things are going to turn out fantastic. I don't know how, but I'm looking for this big win. I know I'm going to get this. I just feel great about getting this promotion, and things are going to work out great for me, and man, I'm getting out of debt, and I don't know how, but I'm using the technique. And a week later, you get not only not the promotion, but you lose your job. And you think, how could that have occurred? Believe me, when you are vibrating, I want that promotion, I want that promotion, I want to get out of debt. What you're vibrating is, I want the feeling of more money, I want more money, maybe more freedom, more responsibility, and I want to get out of debt. And all of a sudden you lose your job. Believe me, the universe got you out of that job so that you're going to get a better job or your own business or a better opportunity. That's how it works. So when you, that's like breaking the leg. It's not bad. What you think is bad isn't. As long as you're feeling good, when something happens, don't look at it as bad. Look at it with anticipation and excitement and go, wow, it's already happening. Something happened. Now, I don't know how this is going to turn out to my advantage, but it obviously is. Something is happening. Because I feel good, this event can't be bad. That's a very important concept. Now, there's one other concept here. When you think things are bad, or you lose your job, or you come down with an illness, you think that's bad? No. Because when you have in your life something that you don't think is good, it forces you to really clearly define and focus on what you want. You have the best opportunity to create things in your life when things are not going well. You also have the best opportunity to focus on those things and create more of it. The bad stuff. So anytime something negative happens in your life, take it as an absolute blessing because it is. Because it focuses and forces you to focus on that which you want. The key here is when something bad happens in your life, something negative, something that you didn't anticipate, something you don't think is good, it's okay to acknowledge it, but don't acknowledge it as bad. The first thing you do is you acknowledge it as what it is. Okay, this happened. But immediately say and believe and feel good when you say it. I don't know why, but this will turn out to my advantage. And I'm going to take this opportunity to now focus on what I want. Because I know I don't want this. I don't want more of this. Let me think about what I really want. And it really allows you to clarify your thinking. In relationships, for example, this happens. You're in a relationship with somebody, and you're arguing, and you're fighting, and you're not feeling fulfilled, and you're irritated, and things just aren't going well, and your lover leaves you, and you are in desperate pain, and so forth. Take that as the best opportunity in the world, and say, look, this person left me, and say, okay, now I can clearly define, because now I was in a relationship and I wasn't getting my needs met. So rather than focus on what I wasn't getting from this relationship and how terrible it was and how terrible this person was, let me now clearly figure out, based on my experience with this person, what do I really want now? And now you can really clearly define what kind of person, what kind of personality you want. See, anytime you go through something negative, anytime you taste bitterness, you can define what you want. You go to a buffet and you start taking some food and go, oh, I don't like, I don't want that. That I don't like. No problem. When you are at a buffet and you taste different things, if you taste something you hate, it's good because now you know what you don't like. So now you can clearly define what you do want. Life is the same way. Every day, life is going to give you experiences and that you can determine your preference. Do I want this or do I not want this? Do I like this? Do I not like this? Does this make me feel good or does this make me feel bad? If it makes you feel bad, good. Now you've established that's what I don't want. And when you look at for a moment what you don't want, you can now clearly, more clearly, define and focus what you do want. This allows you to more clearly dial in the proper frequency and transmit it. That's what life is. Life is going to give us a series of things that we don't want that make us feel bad, and a series of events and circumstances that we do want. And it allows us to clarify what we want. And as time goes on, we are more focused on what we want and start transmitting what we want, and we continue to get more and more and more and more and more of what we want. And when something comes in our life or we observe something that's maybe not even in our life but in a friend's life, something that we can imagine we wouldn't want, something that doesn't give us a good feeling, it continues to help us clarify what we do want and allows us to focus. So when something bad happens in your life, you should pop the champagne. Because I can tell you this. When something bad happens, the bigger it is bad, the worse it appears, it allows you to really focus and transmit a beam with massive power and massive intensity of what you do want. That's what you take it as an advantage.